How did you get the business community to work in concert with the leaders of the community colleges to tailor the community college curriculum towards things that were really impactful to the business community in terms of job outcomes?
Well, the most important thing we've been doing over the years is to literally, we have 16 community colleges in Kentucky. Each one is in a specific region, and then we have set up councils of the businesses in each region to meet with the leadership of that community college and talk about the skills and specific traits and coursework that is necessary for their businesses to have the employees that will keep them competitive for the future. And then we tweak our courses accordingly to respond to the existing businesses in the region. And when a new company comes in, for example, Toyota, Lexus, they're bringing the first time ever Lexus is going to be made, manufactured in America, leaving Japan. It's going to come to Kentucky. It's about 1,000 jobs, and our community college is sitting with them right now, laying out what they need for the training in preparation for that organization to start up in the next year or so, whether we train at the facility or whether we train at the community college, whatever is most easy for the businessmen or women that we're working with.
That's very exciting. The other thing about that effort is it probably increases the completion rate for high school graduation. So kids can see a future in front of them. There's a future for completing high school, not just going on to college, but there are a lot of kids that aren't going to finish high school, but if they see something that's right ahead of them, they're going to stick it out and then take that next step.
Yeah, there are a lot of kids that would have otherwise dropped out of high school. But because we have a dual credit program where that high school kid, while he or she is in their senior year, can also go over to the community college and begin to work on the robotics courses, to begin to work on the welding courses, to begin to create credit that they can ultimately use to receive the certificate or the associate degree, you're exactly right. Keeps them in school, gets them across that stage to receive their high school diploma, and then go right into the community college experience to finish the work that they had already started, and some of them have already accrued the credits.
Yeah, they've got a good chunk of the credits towards that associate degree by the time they actually graduate from high school.
Yeah, I mean, we're at a point right now where I think President Obama is 100% correct. When you look at the entire strata of what this country needs, for the future of economic growth and vitality, the name of the game right now, the hottest area of academics across the board is the community college system, ensuring that we have the skills and the productivity that right now many businesses are having difficulty finding. Not that we don't need more PhDs, not that we don't need more doctors and lawyers and Indian chiefs, but along with preschool investment, the biggest focus right now in terms of academic investment is, with the chamber working with you, is the community college systems across America.